This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Former president, will he be indicted? And more importantly, in the Deep South, wow, gosh, we want to wrap our arms around you. The tornadoes killing 26 people. Heartbreaking stuff. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Let's jump to the tornadoes. I say this all the time, and because I lived in a tornado alley, I feel you, I understand you. I've covered tornadoes before when I was in television, and I was just so shocked at the devastation when I had no idea what tornadoes could really do. So rescuers did everything they could to search for survivors on Saturday, helped hundreds and hundreds of people left homeless after a tornado cut a path through Mississippi. That's the best way to describe it. 25 people died. Dozens were injured. Flattened entire blocks. Just carved out a wild path of destruction for like an hour. There's a town that all of us are getting to know because it is no more, really. Rolling Fork. All those homes were reduced to a pile of rubble. The cars were flipped on their sides. Not recognizable, half of that town. Even the water tower fell over and was crippled. So what did people do when this freight train, because that's what it sounds like, roared into town? They did whatever they could to get into the hallways, got into bathtubs, and put mattresses on top of their family. And eventually, a local John Deere store had to be turned into a triage center for the people that were wounded because there were so many. There were so many people that were wounded. So naturally, where does your mind go when you think of, wow, how big was that tornado? Well, they have a rating system, right? EF4, which means, this is preliminary, but they really believe this, the Weather Service does, that it had wind gusts between 166 miles an hour and 200. Who survives that? Not a lot of people. There were luckily survivors, but there were people that just didn't make it. Power lines also trapped people that were down because you know how dangerous that is. So it's going to be about rebuilding, and that's what the Mississippi governor vowed. We're going to help rebuild. That's what we're going to do in this area that is just speckled with crops that are ripped up too. And of course FEMA's there, and it's so dramatic. You know, when you look at some of the live streams, there was live streams that were up that showed these dramatic funnel clouds, and you had people that were racing to get people to the hospital. And I mean, I could go on and on about this, but I really want to paint that picture that this is serious stuff. And I know so many people are trying to figure out, well, what can I do? What can I live in a northern part of the country, and I'm listening to you, or I'm in the western part of the U.S. What can I do? And there's a lot of organizations that have donations that they take, even a small amount, that all gets funneled into the people, into the people's hands. And so they need clothes, they need water, they need food, they need all of those things. Because just imagine, just for a second, imagine it's not about stuff, but then ultimately you have no stuff. So just imagine everything's gone and you have to figure it out. And that's really tough, right? Your mind is grappling with the, oh my God, how did this happen? And then I got to pick up the pieces here. So that's where they're at this point, just a couple of days later. And we keep seeing that there's more and more tornadoes in, you know, Mississippi, in Alabama, in Georgia, because in Georgia they got a couple of tornadoes that hit on Sunday. So we'll be talking more about that as the weeks ahead, because that's what happens. It's like that shock and awe, and then everybody goes away. So what can we do? We're coming up with some things, and we're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks. What are some of the things that are being done? What can we do? Because I know a lot of you reached out to me, and there is always something that can be done to help the people. It was in Waco. That's where the former president decided to hold a rally. Remember, he's running for president again, Donald Trump, in 2024. So he talked about what was happening. He talked about the fact that he had it on good authority that he now he's saying that he won't be prosecuted and that it's ridiculous. And he disparaged the prosecutors investigating him and predicted his vindication that that would happen. And so his rally opened with a song called Justice for All, which was performed by a choir of people in prison for their roles in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. And some footage from the insurrection was actually shown on big screens at the rally site with the choir singing the national anthem. And a recording played of the former president reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And so this was his first big rally of the 2024 Republican presidential campaign. Then when all that happened in the beginning, and then he launched into a speech where he talked about the New York grand jury investigation and political attacks on him and his followers, and said, "You will be vindicated and proud," and said, you know, that you move on, et cetera. And of course, declaring innocence in this Manhattan investigation into the hush money payment made during the 2016 election to porn actress Stormy Daniels to keep her from going public about an encounter she said she had with a former president. A grand jury, if you don't know the story, is hearing the case, and they're expected to meet again on Monday. So this is, again, I put a pin in it. We'll wait and see what happens here, because there's not as many leaks as there had been before as to whether or not there would be some kind of an indictment or, you know, or not, right? So one of the things that the former president talked about is he talked about, you know, supporters urging them to protest, and didn't say violent protest, but talked about protesting. And the crowd, of course, a wild, massive applause and that kind of thing, really supporting him, which on another end of the spectrum, there's always speculation as to whether or not Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, or some of the other people on the Republican side who feel as though they may run or they are running, will they have a shot at winning this, or does the former president get the nomination? And everything's all speculative now, and there's all kinds of polls that are out. It just depends what poll that right now that you look at and how the narrative is being shaped. But it doesn't look like there's any movement. It's too early to tell. It doesn't look like there's any movement based on this rally at this point. I think after this week, it's going to be interesting to see where that ends up, right? And what happens with Ron DeSantis, because the thought is that he's also out there and that he's going to be the biggest challenger if he really, really wants to be president on the Republican side. All right, on that note, we're going to turn to the man cave, because in college basketball, I bet many of you don't have brackets if you played the bracket challenge, but you don't have brackets left anymore. We're talking about it next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Cave, aka Woe Man Cave. Wow. I mean, that's all I can say. It's like shocking. I think the people in Texas were pretty shocked, thinking that, yeah, it's going to be close. I mean, it's not like Miami. It was impossible that Miami could win. But I think Texas thought they were going to roll up on this one, and they didn't. So this was a huge win. Miami rallying past the Longhorns to get their first Final Four trip. To give you an idea, we're taking the show to Miami, to the Miami Open, which is a huge tennis tournament at the Hard Rock Stadium where the Dolphins play. And here you have the best men and women tennis players in the world who are competing. And throughout the tennis tournament, you could hear people screaming because they were screaming for Miami. And I was so surprised by that because I thought it would be close, but I did not think Texas was going to lose. So I can tell you my bracket would have been busted because I would have had the Longhorns for sure. And I think the interim coach, Rodney Terry, was pretty upset. He had a hard time keeping it together. His voice was crackling. He was talking to his team and saying he enjoyed every single day of the journey with the group and he's going to miss working with the group and all of that. And it's tough because, you know, a lot of these kids who the Longhorns finished second in the Big 12 regular season. They won the conference tournament. They earned the number two seed in the tourney. And they rolled off wins with Colgate and Penn State and Xavier. And it looked like they were going to the Final Four for the first time since 2003. They led Miami by 13 points with 13 minutes left. But they couldn't finish. They just had no answer for Jordan Miller. who was hit everything that he threw up in the air. It was crazy how good he was. They turned the momentum around. And so it just goes to show you, you know, you look at something and it seems like obvious that, oh, yeah, that's for sure that's what's going to happen. And then you look at another game, San Diego State. San Diego State, STSU. I remember seeing the Aztecs play a couple of times when I lived in Cali, and they had a really solid season, and they beat the Blue Jays, but they beat the Blue Jays 57 to 56. Ah, that is a crusher to lose that way. It was such a tight game. And so for the Aztecs, of course, it's thrilling, you know, that they won narrowly, and it was all about what happened at the end of the game in making their first Final Four, because it's their first Final Four, and they had a foul situation when Creighton fouled the senior guard for the Aztecs. Boom. He nails it, ties the thing, 56 all, and knocks down another. And then before you know it, that's it. That's all it took. And it's not all it took, because it took a lot of grinding between these two teams. But the Aztecs had great defense and physical play, and they held the Blue Jays to 23 second-half points on 28% shooting. So how about that? Creighton shot 40% overall. San Diego, 38%, but they got clutch baskets that they needed. And then in the end, they got enough with that foul line to push them over to the top. And Miami, its first Final Four. So they fell short in the Elite Eight last season. They rallied to beat Texas. And now what happens with the Canes? And then there's the other Florida team, the unlikely team to get there as well, is FAU. Who's thinking that they're going to get there? Not very many people. If you look at brackets, I don't think many people had that bracket set up. But that's why you can listen to the experts and you can talk to all kinds of people about brackets and what's going to happen and everything else. And in the end, does anyone really know? Because they still have to be played. And just because you think you have a beat on it, it doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. And that's exactly why we've ended up with the Final Four that we've ended up with that will take place on Saturday, April 1st. You're going to have Florida Atlantic playing San Diego State, and San Diego State is just a 2-point favorite. That's the first game that rolls out at 5 o'clock. Then you have Miami and UConn playing, and this is all in Houston, of course. And UConn is a 5.5-point favorite over Miami to win this, and then. Then you have the culmination of who are the two best teams that are left on Sunday, April 2nd, to play for the whole thing. So, I mean, Monday, April 3rd, rather, to play for the whole thing. I'll be watching, but I wouldn't have had it fall down the way that it did. There's no question about it. All right, there's other things happening in the world of sports, believe it or not. So we're going to kind of just jump around quickly here and tell you about a few things. Of course, this is the time for movement, right? Deals, signings, improved teams. What are the holes after free agency? Coming up on draft, what happens there? So this is a fun time of year for different reason. Football's now, I think, is year round because there's always so much to talk about on what happens with mini camps, and people are so into it at this point. I mean, could it be any bigger in the U.S.? So you look at deals, like I said, you look at some of the rumors and what a busy first week in free agency and impact players. You know, you still have teams. You have teams that added impact players, and you still have free agents that are out there on the market, and who's going to strike a deal with them or not. You look at Odell Beckham Jr. He's still out there. There's been so much conversation about him, so much conversation as to what's going to happen with him. And, of course, who wants him? The Jets are talking a lot about Odell Beckham Jr., but we'll see. And there are some crazy head-scratching things that also have happened, I think, in the off-season, right? So, for example, I have a whole thing on contracts. And some of the contracts that are out there absolutely are head-scratchers. The Patriots needed wide receiver help. So where do they go? Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah, to the New England Patriots. So he's coming off a productive season with the Chiefs, but they have Jacoby Myers. And then you look at weighing the salaries of both, and does that make sense? Well, I think if you have a 1-2 punch, it's good. And if you've got a possession receiver, which I guess Smith-Schuster really would be, it could be probably a really good thing. I still want to see. That's why I brought up him, because I still want to see what happens with OBJ, because he can be effective if he's healthy, because he's coming off of not being healthy, right? Sean McVay would say he was everything in changing up his game plan in the Super Bowl that they won, which, he had to change it after his injury. But is he the same player he was back, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago? And these are the kind of conversations that are going on around the league when they're sizing up money. They're sizing up who fits where. Where do you plug them in? So fascinating. So this is like kind of a little teaser as to what we're going to be talking about in future man caves. Some of you have sent me just wide open questions as to what's happening with this team and what do I think is going to happen with that team and how does it look to you down the stretch? And we're not even anywhere near that point yet. Or what does the draft shape up to be? So we'll talk more about that in upcoming man caves. But for now, it's about busted brackets and college hoop. All right, send me your thoughts, anything sports-wise or otherwise, too, to our mailbag segment, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. news update.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday, Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday, his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week. President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're going to really enjoy Jannie Goss. She has written a game-changing book, and we are happy to have her here on Author's Corner as part of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Her book is called Love, Laughter, and Longevity, The Art and Science of Well-Being. That really says it all. Jannie, this has been your life. Your life has been really about helping people of all sorts. So let's talk about, before we dive into the book, what led you down the path of writing the book in the first place?
Right. Well, I had a career as a physiotherapist, and I became very interested in stress because of various life events that occurred to me that were very stressful. So I set about learning as much as I could about stress, how it affected me, what the outcomes were, how it was triggered, and learning lots of ways of dealing with it. And along the way, I discovered the benefits of laughter. I actually did a seminar and a clown workshop with Dr. Patch Adams, who was the original clown doctor, and that really inspired me. And then in November 2000, I trained to do laughter yoga with Dr. Kataria, who created it in 1995 in India with his wife. And so laughter came into my life, and I found it very beneficial. And basically, I learned lots about stress, how to deal with it, and what how wonderful laughter was. And I wanted to be healthy, so I looked into that as well as I got older. And so I had the opportunity to write a book because I thought it was all worth sharing with other people.
Yeah, and isn't it wonderful? I mean, you are sharing it with other people, and what a gift to this audience and beyond this audience too, as well. So you talk about stress, and stress is leads to heart attacks. So many things happen when people are stressed. What are some things that we can do? And actually, what are some of the early signs, the warning signs that you are really having trouble with stress?
Well, they can be physical, emotional, interpersonal, and so on. You know, some people get a headache or a backache, or they can't sleep, or they lose their appetite, or they comfort eat. You know, and sometimes you get irritable and frustrated. You have difficulty getting on with other people, and that affects your relationships. So there, everyone responds in a different way. Of course, we all have the fight or flight response, which is there to protect us basically from tigers, which no longer inhabit our world in every day. But sometimes we are so stressed that our fight and flight response is switched on all the time. And that is very bad for our health because it causes high cortisol levels, and then your immune system doesn't work as well, and then you're at risk of illness and so on. So picking up your early warning signs of stress and knowing what stresses you and having a number of healthy strategies to cope with it so that it doesn't get worse, or even asking for help is really, really important. If you're so overwhelmed that you're not coping, you really need to ask for help because you don't want to spiral down. And because of the stigma of mental health, people are sometimes reluctant, but we have to get rid of that stigma. You know, anxiety and depression are normal parts of life when we have life events that stress us. So, you know, that's part of being human.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. It's part of being human, and it's so tough to deal with. And you suggest so many things in your book about this. And I want to talk about how you laid the book out, because it's not just, oh, let me sit back and read. You can pick it up at any point, but you also have action steps because you've got questions at the end of every chapter, right?
Yes, that's correct. So that people can reflect on the content of the chapter and ask themselves these questions, whether there's some action they could take or some goal they could set to improve their health and well-being.
Yeah. And we're going to circle back to laughter and your description of laughter. What is laughter to you? And you kind of gave us a little insight into that when you were talking about Patch Adams and how important it was and what you realized.
Laughter has, or particularly laughter yoga, has become a very important part of my life. A couple of years after I met Patch Adams and was very inspired by him, I had the good fortune to train to be a laughter yoga leader with Dr. Madan Kataria and his wife, who came here to Perth in Western Australia in November 2000. And that was a revelation, because I already knew the benefits of laughter from Patch, but laughter yoga is a way of inviting more laughter into your life and getting a healthy dose of laughter, which I believe is the best medicine.
Boy, so do I. And you see that. I mean, when people are able to laugh, they can let a lot of that stress go. And I think that's key, and just how it makes you feel. And you talk about, you look at the title, Love, Laughter, and Longevity. So what about love? Tell us about love.
Well, the foundations of well-being, according to Martin Seligman, who created positive psychology, is positive emotions and positive relationships. So the first one that comes to mind, of course, is love. And we all need to give and receive love in our lives. And someone actually called it vitamin L. So love is very important. Getting up in the morning, having someone or something to love, something to look forward to, this is all very important to your well-being. And gratitude also is the foundation of well-being. In fact, yesterday, the 21st of March, was International Day of Happiness, and their logo was Be Mindful, Grateful, and Kind. So gratitude is really important, and kindness is really important. If you're feeling a bit low, if you can do something kind for someone else, that will improve your well-being.
Oh, and that is
gratitude,
so true.
you know, we've been through some difficult times in the last few years, but there's always something to be grateful for. And they suggest at the end of the day that you think of three things that went well and express your gratitude for them. And this helps to end your day on a positive note. So it might be as simple as enjoying your meal or having a chat with a friend on the phone or seeing some beautiful flowers. We need to be mindful of those little positive, joyful moments in our day so that we are continually boosting the positive pathways in our brain, because the negative pathways tend to predominate. Your brain is always on the lookout for threat and danger, and it tends to focus on the negative. So we have to build up the positive pathways to improve our health and well-being. And then we've got something to be grateful for.
Absolutely. Boy, there's some big takeaways already that we're getting from you, Jenny. There's no question about that. So when people read the book, what do you hope they take away?
Well, I hope it will teach them to recognize how stress affects them, what causes their stress, how they react to it, and learn a whole lot of different strategies that they can apply. I mean, the simplest strategy to calm yourself if you're feeling a bit agitated is just to take some slow, deep breaths through your nose and just focus on the air passing in and out through your nostrils and notice if the temperature is different between breathing in and breathing out. And that calms your nervous system, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's sort of first aid.
Yeah.
But actually, laughter is fantastic because it lowers your cortisol levels. Cortisol is a stress hormone, right? And when you laugh, you reduce your cortisol levels, which means your immune system can work better. So if you're unwell, laughter can help with the healing process because it stimulates your immune system. And so that is one of the best reasons to invite more laughter into your life. It strengthens the immune system, and it also provides a dose of what we call happy hormones. Dopamine, the pleasure hormone, oxytocin, the cuddle hormone, serotonin, your mood hormone, and endorphins, which improve your mood and can relieve pain. So we've got these wonderful chemicals in our brain which we can stimulate just by laughing, and even putting a smile on your face helps as well. And the thing is, if you can smile at someone, they tend to smile back because we have mirror neurons. So if I'm smiling at you, you tend to smile back, and it's almost an automatic response. And the same with laughter. That's one of the reasons why laughter is contagious, because our brains cause us to mimic what's happening in front of us, you know, in someone else's facial expression or actions.
Yeah, and which is wonderful. I mean, all of this is fascinating, and it's all in your book, Love, Laughter, and Longevity, The Art and Science of Well-Being. And you have some great quotes, too. And I asked you a tough question if you had a favorite quote, and I think you actually have a couple. Tell us, give us a sneak peek on some of the quotes in your book.
Oh, well, the first one I'll share is from Mark Twain, and it actually says, "Beware of health books, you might die of a misprint." And there's a lovely one from Maya Angelou who said, "People won't remember what you said, they won't remember what you did, but they will remember how you made them feel." And that's the magic of laughter yoga, because people, when they have a good session of laughter yoga, they feel different, they feel better, they feel more relaxed, alert, their mood improves. It's magical.
I like that. It's magical. All right, Jenny, tell us where we can get your book.
Right. Well, it's about, there are only a few hard copies around, but you can get it as an ebook on Amazon and printing on demand in the UK and US.
Oh, I like that. That's so easy. So again, all roads lead to Amazon, of course, easy to get it there. And what a delight to have you share so many positive things, I think, with us that we can take away, what we can do with stress, why laughter is so important. And there's so much more in your book. Again, what a terrific read. And I love the positivity. I can feel it coming out through the mic even, and I'm sure the listeners can as well. So thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Australia this time around in Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, for a conversation with a really fascinating man. Actually, in our talk off the air, Richard Marin joins us. His book, McAllister's Way, it's the McAllister's Line series, and it's really interesting when you look at the characters, actually, that he's fleshed out in this book, and you look at his background, having been part of the Royal Australian Air Force, Vietnam, think ex-military chopper and heavy transport pilot, and boy, can you imagine the adventures. So, Richard, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
What prompted you to write this? What was the motivation behind McAllister's Way?
I've always liked writing. Ever since I was a kid, I was good at writing essays at school, so I just wanted to write. And when I finished my flying career, I knew that I had to do something, because when I first joined the airlines after I left the Air Force, all the old pilots were in this. They retired at 60. And all they did was fly and play golf, and they were all dead at 63. So I took note of that and said, I really don't want to retire. I want to go on and do something else. And luckily, I was up here on the Sunshine Coast. I went to university as a maturing student, and I started studying English studies, graphic design, and visual arts. And from then on, I just went on to writing books. From what I learned there, my writing style improved enormously, and the stories just came. They just came.
Yeah, boy. And this one really came. So tell us about McAllister's Way. What can we expect in reading this novel?
you can expect lots of adventure. You can expect it moves along. It's about it, without making a spoiler, I can tell you it's about a young kid. He's 15 years old, and for a lot of reasons, he finds himself going to New Guinea. He lived in Queensland, so not far from where I live now, and he goes to New Guinea through a lot of adventures and misadventures, and he's looking for his dad, who's been lost on the Kokoda Trail during the fighting in New Guinea during the 1940s. And it's all about the characters he meets. It has bad guys and good guys and lots of historical little cameos that give the book some authenticity. So if you were to Google lots of things that happened in the book, you'll say, oh, look, there's a whole page on that. And so the main thing is lots of adventure, a little bit of romance, and some, I hope, characters you're going to come and love, even the ones that the bad guys you're going to come and love to hate.
Yeah, and you know, I think that there is something about that, because you really are great at writing the characters. And I assume, because like I said in the beginning, this is drawn so much from your own adventures. Did this just kind of pour out of you when you were thinking about things that happened while you were flying?
Absolutely. There are some scenes in the book where the plane flies through the eye of a hurricane. This is something I've actually done, and I don't recommend it. And there's a scene where they find a big bomb dump left over from World War II. And that was something that happened to me when I was working up in New Guinea, and we had to send the bomb disposal team up to defuse all these bombs. And they were in an airport that was just a little airstrip, and they're only about 20, 30 meters away from the airstrip, but the grass is so high, and the local people knew they were there, but they didn't ever think to tell anybody. Anyway, somebody found out, and we went and the bomb disposal team blew them up one at a time.
Wow, that just gives me chills thinking about it. And you can't just drop the eye of the hurricane on us and not tell us that story, Richard. Tell us about the hurricane, and what was that like?
Well, fly through the eye wasn't so bad. It's what you see. It's a nice big calm area, and we were flying from Chang, which is Singapore, down to Darwin. And the hurricane started brewing up. It started as a low. And when we got to Darwin, we had to land there. And landing in a hurricane is it's interesting, because the wind is blowing the weather is so bad, there's no visibility. And had we been anywhere else but Darwin, which has got a huge, huge long strip, I don't know whether we'd have got in. And the turbulence, whoa, you have to be strapped in, I tell you.
Wow, the turbulence. I'm just thinking, I can't think of anything that would be similar to anything I've experienced. We talk about how awful hurricanes are, and you run from the water, and there you are in that situation. Did you ever think some of the adventures you had when you were learning to be a pilot, did you think it would be like it was?
Well, no, it didn't, because I'll tell you how I became a pilot, and it was all by sheer accident. When I was at school, in my last year of school, it was a pal of mine, and he always wanted to be a pilot. And so one day he said he was going down, he had an appointment with a recruiting office, and this was in Perth and in West Australia. And so it was the school holidays, so I said I'd come along and keep him company, and maybe go to have a movie, see a movie later on. And we got there, and he went in to do the interviews and the aptitude tests, and there was a recruiting sergeant, and he was eyeing me off a bit, and he asked me a lot of questions about my education. And I was doing quite well at school, not spectacularly, but well enough. And so the upshot was that he said, do you want to apply for the Air Force? And I had no idea what I was going to do after school. So I applied, and they took me, and they knocked this other guy back, which seems a bit of a shame, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? And then now we turn to your writing and some of the stories that you've talked about here. When you went through the stories in your mind, was it tough to decide what to leave out, what to maybe put in a future book?
Oh, no, not at all. No. It was very, very easy, because writing historical books, I love writing historical novels, because they don't change. They're about things that happened in the past. So if you write a book about the present day, and technology overtakes it in the future, it doesn't. Say you're writing a science fiction book, and you write it about, say you wrote it 50 years ago and you wrote it about 2000, and the technology overtook it, and you look at it and say, oh, well, it didn't actually work out that way. But with history, it's great because everything is there. And if you, one thing I wasn't very good at school was research, but when I went to uni, I became absolutely fine at it. I loved it. And you go into these historical websites and pages, and the information just pours out. And quite often, all you have to do is take your characters and plonk them into the middle of the events, and your story just gets told for you. One of the books I wrote, which was a prequel called McAllister and the Great War, all the sequences there were actual events in World War One, spread over all the theatres. I go to Northern Ireland, I go to the Western Front, I go to the Syrian desert, and everywhere I found stories just waiting to be told. So all I did was put my characters in there, and the story just wrote itself.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about these historical novels. You did have to do the research, though. I mean, so you're nailing the specific things and then telling the stories, as you said, that needed to be told. So that had to be fascinating to uncover some of it.
Research is essential because there will always be somebody out there that will take you to task if you get it wrong. And being Mr. Smarty Pants myself, I've read a few books and I go, that's not quite right. So what I've done is make sure and try really to ensure that no one's going to catch me out on the details.
I like that. And we're speaking with Richard Marmon again, McAllister's Way. That's the name of the book. And he's mentioned there, of course, there's a prequel as well. We're talking about his life and pouring it into the book and what the book's about. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your novels?
I want them to walk away and say, gosh, that was a jolly good read. I really enjoyed that. I'm going to tell all my pals about it.
And, of course, that's it, right? Mm-hmm. Word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. we're looking at, with Great Wireless Media, of doing some audiobooks later on this year, and we're really hoping that they will find a market, because I believe audiobooks are big business these days, and up till now my books have only been available as paperbacks or ebooks.
I like it, and audiobooks also too, just like this interview, bring the story to life. In the end, for you, it sounds like it's just been a pleasure to write. It's just been a joy. Is that accurate?
I have really loved it. I've really loved bringing the stories out. And do you know what the nicest thing is? It's people you don't know who've read your stories and said, oh, I really enjoyed that. I'm going to read your next one. And I think that's where you get your... another great comment I had from somebody that I didn't know was, you don't write like anybody else. And I thought that was probably the best compliment you could pay an author.
Oh, I absolutely agree, and it's a perfect place to end this. Richard Marmon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Kate. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Georgia, oh my Georgia, some of you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.